Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
You wouldn't want to see actors playing the same roles in different movies, right? Some of them don't even like doing that in real life. This is another podcast episode of Just Talking brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Remember when Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Insaan juggled as many roles as the number of names he has? Every few months he'd make a brand new movie that had ridiculous VFX and costumes and music, and don't even get me started on the plot. But he would take all the credit for himself. Thankfully, we have people in entertainment who actually know what they're doing, and even when they multitask, do it brilliantly. Here are a few. King Khan. How could we not include the Badshah of Bollywood on this list? He entered the industry as an outsider, found his way to the top, and he's remained there. But he's also dabbled in other things while he's been busy entertaining his fans on screen. He's been known to play video games a lot between shoots and on the sets, so he took his love for sports one notch higher, and he now co-owns an IPL team with his really good friend Juhi Chawla. He's presented their matches and cheers the players on. He's in the promo videos and everything. So, you know, he didn't just invest in them. He takes a real interest. He also co-owns a production house called Red Chillies Entertainment with his wife, Gauri Khan. And they've produced a whole load of movies starring Shah Rukh Khan himself, starting all the way from Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani. He also hosts award shows and TV shows, and he's a brand in himself because of the sheer number of followers he has and the kind of influence he has on them. He's been on top for quite a few years now, and there seem to be no signs of him slowing down anytime soon. Shah Rukh Khan does 100 things and does all of them well. He's the son of one of the most popular lyricists of our times, but Farhan Akhtar didn't follow exactly in his dad's footsteps. Of course, he's been credited for writing really well too, but he also does a lot of other things well. He made one of the biggest cult coming-of-age films, Dil Chahta Hai, and it brought such a fresh new style of movie making to Bollywood. It was only after he'd written, produced and directed a few films that he even tried acting in them himself. He made his on-screen debut with Rock On, and that was another milestone in Indian cinema. He's also sung in most of his movies. He has a band called Mard. It abbreviates to Men Against Rape and Discrimination. And he's performed for social causes across the country, touring with his set of musicians. He also established XL Entertainment with his friend Ritesh Sidwani, and they're still going strong with a great personal and professional relationship. There are a few cynics when it comes to his voice and his singing, but hey, how many Sonu Nigams can one industry accommodate? Farah Khan, she started off as a choreographer and now she has entire sets of crew dancing to her tunes. She started choreography with Jo Jeeta Wohi Sikandar way back in 1992, and then she made cameos on screen in some of the biggest Bollywood films like Kuch Kuch Hota Hai and Kal Ho Na Ho. She must have become really good friends with Shah Rukh Khan, because when she wanted to debut as a director, he agreed to star in Main Hoon Na. They've also worked together in other films like Om Shanti Om and Happy New Year. And the only movie she's had a full-fledged role in was Shireen Farhad Ki Toh Nikal Padi, where she shared screen space with Boman Irani. She's also written film stories and scripts and is a regular face on TV because she's judged reality shows too. She's now juggling all these roles in entertainment with three kids at home. Her movies may be like full-on commercial entertainment, but she's always at it, and that's incredible. She's India's hottest export to the West. But even before she started juggling Bollywood and Hollywood, Priyanka Chopra had her hands full. She started off as a model and then went on to win the Miss World title in 2000. And there was no looking back after that. She did South Indian films, she did Bollywood films, she did commercial films, she was in periodic films. And then she decided to let the world know she could sing as well and released tracks collaborating with Jay Sean and Will.i.am and Pitbull. Now she's married and splits her time between India and the USA, and she's signed on to act in both countries. She's developing a new sitcom for ABC, for which she's also the executive producer. And while she's doing all of this, she's also producing a bunch of regional cinema through her production house. All this, and she still manages to interact with her fans on social media and is one of the most followed Indian celebrities online. Here she is, splitting her time between two countries, and some of us can't even get to commitments from one end of the city to another because of the traffic. When Sanjay Leela Bhansali decides to make a film, he goes all out. The cast is incredible, he always wants only the best. His costumes are elaborate, his set designs are on another level altogether, and he's very closely involved with all the details. He also does the music for some of his films, so he juggles writing, directing, producing, editing and making music. He also once made a stage opera of Padmavati, but it was only when he wanted to make it a movie that he had trouble. I'd say the biggest role that Sanjay Leela Bhansali has to handle of late is handling controversies, because all his recent films have faced some form of opposition or the other. But to his credit, he handles that too. probably one of my favorite actors purely because of the kind of roles he takes on and how sincerely he does them. Ayushmann Khurrana started off as a radio show host and then he moved to television, participated in one MTV Roadies and hosted shows on screen as well. He made his debut in films with Vicky Donner and it was a kind of film you wouldn't really expect a newcomer to take on because it was so risky and that worked in his favor as well. After that, he's gone on to make story and performance-oriented roles, even recently with Badhai Ho and Andhadhun. He's an amazing singer and we get to listen to him in a lot of movies. And apart from all of this, if you follow him on Twitter and Instagram, you'll see he's a brilliant poet. He writes poetry and shayari and they resonate with everybody. He's also written a book about his journey in entertainment and he's one of a kind because although he does all of this, he's really humble. You can see that in the way he interacts with his fans on social media and every time he meets them. He does all of this while trying to be a super dad to his kids. Ashton Kutcher's moved milestones from the goofy, impulsive character of Kelso that he played on That 70s Show. So he started off his career as a model and then moved on to TV and then the big move to the big screen. He did a lot of romantic comedies, dabbling in thrillers and all once in a while, but then came more romantic comedies. He also has a great knack for business because he produced TV shows. He produced and hosted Punk'd, if you remember, which became really popular and it seemed really effortless for him because that's what he seems to be like in real life too. He wanted to become an investor, so he co-founded a venture capital firm and put in funds in some companies that have grown so much like Airbnb, Skype and Foursquare. He has a twin brother named Michael Kutcher who has cerebral palsy and is a speaker for organ donation, and Ashton also involved himself in that as well as other activities for social causes. He seems really fun and easygoing. Maybe that's how he handles all of these things and more. Donald Glover was always popular as Troy Barnes on the TV show Community, but he started off much earlier. He was only 23 when Tina Fey hired him to work on 30 Rock. He writes, he acts, he's a comedian, writer, producer, director, and he's also a musician. He has an alter ego sort of thing going on and releases his music under the name of Childish Gambino. You must have seen it shooting to popularity on social media late last year. He writes music, he sings, he raps, and he's also a DJ. He doesn't just make satirical music though. He won a Grammy for the best traditional R&B performance in 2016. Go look for his single online. It's called Redbone. He's barely 35 years old. He has a Grammy for his music, Primetime Emmy Awards, a Golden Globe, and a lot of fans. You think he's made it? I don't think he does because he's still working on a bunch of other things, which we'll see or hear soon. One of the most odd, popular, and amazing guitarists we'll ever live to see. Brian May is the guitarist of one of the most epic bands in the history of music, Queen. And he made music while he also studied to be an astrophysicist. These two worlds are so far apart, but only Brian May could manage to do both of them well. And that's not all. He uses a home-built electric guitar that he likes to call Red Special. He built this guitar with his dad and has used it ever since. He's a singer, songwriter, an author, he's worked on musicals, he's been a consultant for the Bohemian Rhapsody film, and is still one of the biggest rock stars to have ever walked the earth. Although he never has any airs about him anytime he's out in public. Brian May, one of the most legendary humans we'll ever see. Jennifer Lopez was already multitasking when she became a pop star. It's not enough if you can sing, it's a huge bonus if you can dance as well. And she did it amazingly. So she started off as a dancer, moved on to films, received a Golden Globe nomination, and all this before she decided to enter the music scene. She was kind of one of the earliest influencers of Latin pop and American music. And since then, she's managed to act in films and make music all at the same time. She's also a reality show judge and goes on tours across the world, including performing in the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. She ventured into business with a clothing line and a fragrance line as well. For someone who was born in the Bronx, hers is a movie-worthy story of making it to the top. These are just a few of the celebrities who multitask and do it well. Even if you don't do a lot of things, it's already quite enough work juggling your public and personal life on a daily basis. The more they do, the more efficient these people seem to become. Even with a team working with you constantly, it's all one can do to remain sane when there's so much constantly happening around you. More on the next episode. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.